Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman. Rufus Pelley plans to make use of the Daily Planet in an effort to wreck the World Peace Federation. Clark Kent has received a mysterious telephone call that has sent him rocketing into the skies as the Man of Steel.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal, Dan McCullough. Say, have you heard about the breakfast dish that's breezing ahead these summer days? It's Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Yes, sir, Pep sure is a whiz of a treat. So light and cool and inviting that, well, you can hardly wait to start eating. Right off, that tender Christmas gives you the old come on. And the crunchiness of those whole wheat flakes starts sending. And when you do pitch in, what a flavor. A catchy, exciting flavor. A golden toasted flavor. A top-notch, so-good flavor that makes your appetite do nip-ups. Believe me, gang, Kellogg's Pep sure is on the beam. It rates super-duper every time when it comes to teasing your taste. Why, Pep's double everything you'd say for delicious, and you just wouldn't think of stopping until you've polished your bowl of Pep clean as a whistle, which is always a smart idea, because Pep is good for you. Sure, just ask Mom. She'll tell you that. And nowadays, it's particularly smart because the cereal grains have been picked out to help give good nourishment to fellows and girls overseas. So, gang, remember, eat all your Pep. Don't waste it.
Now, the adventures of Superman.
Homer Smith, newly appointed representative of John Grayson, publisher of the Daily Planet, ordered editor Perry White to attack the World Peace Federation in the paper. White refused, and that day he mysteriously disappeared. While Clark Kent and his friends searched frantically for him, the gray-haired editor was in the hands of Rufus Pelley, a fabulously wealthy munitions magnate who was selfishly conspiring to break up the World Peace Federation because, since its aim was to prevent wars, it threatened his business. Convinced that publisher Grayson held the key to the mystery, Kent was about to seek him out when he received a startling phone call. Pale with shock, he hung up and solemnly announced to Lois Lane,
"This is a blow. Now the odds against finding Mr. White and saving the World Peace Federation are 1,000,000 to 1.
Adding only that split seconds counted more than ever now, Kent rushed from Lois's office without pausing to explain. And as Superman streaked to a small boatyard about 200 miles north of Metropolis. As we continue now, once more in his guise of Clark Kent, he is speaking to a worried boatman in a little bait and tackle shack on the harbor's edge. As outside, a violent storm is raging. Listen.
You say Mr. Grayson went out of the water in this storm?
Yes, sir. Done all I could to talk him out of it, I did, but he wouldn't listen, stubborn fool.
Oh.
Wind was blowing up already and the barometer dropping fast when he put out.
Well, listen.
Look at that barometer, Mr. Grayson, I said to him. Look how she's dropping. Way it looks and feels to me, we're in for something mighty near a hurricane, I says. But he wouldn't listen to me.
It practically is a hurricane. I had all I could do to get through it myself. But tell me,
you,
did he say...
what?
I said I hope Mr. Grayson can get through it.
Nope. Ain't got a chance in that little boat of his'n. I already called the Coast Guard, but they can't put out in this blow.
Yes, well, look,
that's why I put that call through to Mr. Grayson's wife in Metropolis. I think she ought to know.
Yes, Mrs. Grayson called me. But listen, please, tell me, did Mr. Grayson say which way he was going? Any place in particular, perhaps some harbor nearby?
What difference did that make, young fella?
Well, plenty. I can't search the whole ocean.
You what, young fella?
Oh, never mind. Just answer my question. Please, did he say where he was going?
You want to know what he said?
Well, I'm doing all I can to find out. If you know, please tell me. Every second counts.
Well, I'll tell you, all right. Just before he puts out, I says to him, Mr. Grayson, you listen to me. You're a good sailor, but I know these waters and these storms even better than you.
Oh, now look,
If you take that little boat of yours out in the ocean today, there's a mighty strong chance you won't be bringing her home. And you know what he says to me then?
Oh, good heavens, Sammy, if you'll only tell me...
I'm telling you. He looks out over the harbor to where the wind is already boiling the water white over the rip. And he says, like to himself, only I can hear him, he says, I don't care if I don't get back.
Great Scott, which way did he head, Sam?
Which way? Oh, due east and a point or two south. Straight out to sea, past the long rip.
Due east and a point or two south.
Yes, sir. Keeps running in my head how he said. Hey, where are you going, young fella?
I'll be seeing you.
Wait, you don't want to drop in that storm.
Wow. Does feel like a hurricane. That's not going to stop.
Superman. Nobody around. I can get out of these clothes back in the shack here. So, John Grayson doesn't care if he gets back or not, eh? Well, I know why. But I've got to bring him back. There we are. All set. Now to try to find Grayson. Off!
No way!
Leaping up from the storm-swept beach, Superman streaks out over the wind-lashed sea into the very teeth of the howling hurricane. Farther out to sea, the gale is stronger. Fierce winds, sweeping at almost 100 miles an hour, swirl and lash at the Man of Steel, buffeting even his powerful body, almost blinding him with teeming rain which stings like needles, so that he has to slow his rocket-like speed and, gasping for breath, clear his eyes so that he can see the heaving, churning waters below. Onward he fights, and onward, first zigzagging through the path of the wild gale, then swinging and sweeping wide-ranging circles over the waves like some great storm-defying eagle, searching, searching, as the howling wind unleashes the full force of its fury. As Superman is fighting one of his greatest battles with the elements, Lois Lane sits in her office in the Daily Planet, hundreds of miles away. Her face is hidden in her arms on the desk. She is sobbing as Jimmy Olsen enters.
Listen, Miss Lane, I want... Gosh, you're crying.
Oh, crying? No, I'm not, Jimmy.
You are, too, but you don't cry. I know how you feel, but... Well, Inspector Henderson or somebody might find Mr. White yet, and...
Sure. Of course they will, Jim.
Gosh, I feel like bawling, too, sometimes, and... Well, I wish they'd hurry up and find him, because... Well, he yelled a lot and popped off all the time, but he didn't really mean it. He was really a swell guy.
Don't, Jim. He'll be right back here running the Daily Planet and calling us names and not meaning it, and everything will be just the same as it used to be.
Only without Mr. Homer Smith, I
hope. Homer Smith! Good heavens, I forgot.
You forgot about that. No good pasty face.
No. The time. I've been so upset I didn't even look at my watch. What time is it?
4 minutes to 11. Why?
We go to press at 11, and 1 hour later at noon, the planet will be on the street with that vicious page one attack against the World Peace Federation.
Oh, jeepers, I forgot that, too. I was thinking about Mr. White.
Now, listen, we can't let that filthy, lying editorial be published, Jim. The planet's a big paper. It's respected. Well, many readers will believe that editorial because it's in the planet. They'll be wrongly influenced against the Peace Federation and against unity among nations. Why, if the Federation falls apart...
I know. We'll have another war. And the next war with atomic weapons will be just too bad.
Exactly. We just got to stop that editorial.
Are you kidding? How are we going to stop it?
I don't know, but...
Without Mr. White here, Homer Smith is running things. And he says that editorial goes in right spang in the middle of page one, so nobody can miss it.
Oh, dear. We've got to do something. We must.
Yeah, but what? I even tried to see Mr. Grayson myself this morning.
Oh.
I know Mr. Ken and Mr. White talked to him, but I'm on the board of directors of the Junior Committee for the World Peace Federation.
Did you see Clark there?
Where?
At the Mr. Grayson's.
No, I didn't get in. The butler said Mr. Grayson was out of town.
Oh, dear, that means that Clark didn't see him either. I thought when he got that phone call and rushed away that he was going to see Grayson and somehow get him to stop Mr. Smith, but... What's that?
What? Oh, that's the...
Oh, that's the insurance company clock, and it's striking 11. Your watch must be slow, Jim.
Oh, yeah,
I guess... The presses will be starting now, starting to print Smith's lying editorial, and the papers will be on the street within 1 hour... Oh, Jim, what are we going to do?
I guess we're licked, Miss Lane. There's nothing we can do now.
Helpless, Lois Lane and Jimmy Olsen look at each other, defeat in their faces. 1 hour left. 1 hour, 60 minutes, in which to stop the munitions magnate's lies from influencing people against the World Peace Federation. What will happen? We'll know in a moment when we return for the exciting climax of today's episode. So stand by.
You know, Monday's a big-time day on the Superman show because that's when we bring out a brand-new Pep dish of the week, a tricky new way to dress up your breakfast dish of Kellogg's Pep, So, are you ready for the big announcement? Well, here goes. This week's Pep Dish of the Week is a Pep Double Play. It's a knockout. Listen, pour half your serving of Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine cereal, in the bottom of your bowl. Then pour on a layer of blackberries, chilled in sugar. Add the rest of your Pep, then top with cool milk, and that's a Pep Double Play. Sure makes a hit with your morning appetite. It's that double layer of Pep that peps up the berries, because Pep is crisp and crunchy and tender, and crammed with its own full, sparkling sunshine flavor. Why, Pep is such a smooth dish, you're busy spooning it up until you've finished off every last delicate flake. And that's the hep thing to do, especially nowadays when the cereal grains are being sent to fellows and girls overseas. Keep that in mind when Mom brings Kellogg's Pep home from the grocer's. Eat all your Pep. Don't waste it.
As the giant presses in the Daily Planet building begin turning out the paper with its violent attack against world peace through unity among nations, Superman still battles the hurricane over the raging Atlantic Ocean, searching for a little cabin cruiser bearing John Grayson, the one man in the world who can stop the attack on the Peace Federation and lead Superman to the rescue of Perry White. Fierce blasting gales have taken their toll from even the mighty Man of Steel. He is breathing heavily now, fighting for breath as he shields his eyes from the wind-driven rain with his cape, fighting the growing weariness in his battered arms and legs.
This hurricane never blow out. Even I can't go on much longer. I have to rest. What's the use? Grayson can't be alive in this. Oh, no, no. He must be. He's got to be. If only the gale would let up a moment. I can't keep my eyes clear. Wait a minute. What's that down there? Looks like... No. Just a piece of... No, wait. It's a little cabin cruiser. What's left of it? Yes, and a man is lashed to the wheel, holding the boat into the wind. Down to the boat. Down! Now, let's see. Yes, it's Grayson. You can hardly hear his heart, but he's alive. Half alive, anyhow. When I break these ropes holding him to the wheel. There. Now, up with him. Back through that storm to the mainland. And pray hard he lives. Up! Up and away!
Leaping from the fast sinking cabin cruiser with the limp half drowned John Grayson in his arms, Superman turns toward the distant mainland, calling on his flagging muscles for their final ounce of speed and strength to get him and his burden through safely. Will Superman get Grayson to the mainland in time to save the publisher's life? And if so, can Grayson, as Superman hopes, lead him to Perry White and to the mysterious evil men who are selfishly conspiring to wreck the World Peace Federation so that they may grow richer from war? Speed is essential, because right now the Daily Planet presses are printing the first lying attack of the breeding of war. What will happen? Much happens in tomorrow's thrilling episode, so be sure to listen. Tune in, same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyright feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine cereal. Say, gang, when you line up all the famous names you know, you'll find Kellogg mighty near the top. That's Kellogg, the greatest name in cereals. And here's some of the good things Kellogg packs into each plump, tender biscuit of Kellogg Shredded Wheat. Flavor, natural nut sweet flavor, toasted just right. Nutrition, fine whole wheat nourishment. And for economy, Kellogg packs 15. 15 biscuits in every package, and they're made to fit the bowl. Try them soon. Like Kellogg's Shredded Wheat. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.